The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about backdoor rates.
The Federal Reserve has a trick up its sleeve when it comes to interest rate hikes, and importantly, it's playing out right now. It's called the balance sheet runoff. You see, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Fed started buying bonds to keep interest rates low. That process is known as quantitative easing, or QE for short. The Fed's balance sheet ultimately ballooned to more than $8 trillion. But now it's starting a redemption process to get those bonds off its balance sheet. It's letting them mature, and that means bond prices are falling. It's economics 101. When fewer buyers are in a market, prices fall. And remember, prices and rates have an inverse relationship. So when bond prices fall, rates go up. That means the Fed letting its balance sheet run off is essentially a backdoor rate hike.
Sounds like a sneaky way of raising interest rates on all of us during these already tough economic times. For those that don't remember the 70s and 80s, no one could afford to buy anything due to inflation and high interest rates.
But don't take our word for it. The man who's pulling the levers at the Federal Reserve said so himself back in March. At a press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that there's also the shrinkage of the balance sheet. People do the math different ways, but that might be the equivalent of another rate increase. And today we want to discuss how this all works. And importantly, we'll cover what it means for investors. First, the 2020 timeframe was unprecedented. The Fed bought a lot of bonds in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the line jumped almost straight up from roughly $4 trillion to around $7 trillion. Second, the Fed's balance sheet assets are now rolling over, and that shows the Fed is letting its balance sheet run off this year. So the Fed's balance sheet peaked at about $8.97 trillion on April 13th, and it's currently at around $8.83 trillion. So now we know what you might be thinking. That's only a 1.6% decline. It seems like a drop in the bucket. But the thing is, bond prices have fallen much more than 1.6%.
So what do we make of that? I mean, this sounds like financial suicide for any bondholders.
To see what we mean, you can look at a basket of U.S. Treasury bonds with maturities longer than 20 years. This basket started the year at around $148 per share. Recently, it's been trading at around $108 per share, a staggering 27% decline in roughly 9 months since the end of last year after the Fed announced its plan to stop buying bonds. So for now, bonds do not look very good while the Fed does its dirty work to tackle inflation. So you might be wondering, why are bonds selling off so much? Bond market investors are some of the smartest folks on Wall Street. They are front-running the Fed and selling their bonds ahead of the central bank's redemptions.
And why does this matter to us as investors?
To put it simply, as the Fed's balance sheet runoff accelerates, rates will go higher. When rates go higher, business slows down. And of course, slowing business is bad for stocks. But the worst news is this. We could be closer to the beginning of this cycle than the end. The Fed still has a lot of rate hiking to do to get inflation under control. And it can use two powerful levers to do that. It can simply raise the federal funds rate, and we can see the policy changes are shrinking the gap between interest rates and the consumer price index. In other words, the real Fed funds rate is already moving closer to positive. Remember, the central bank is focused on the long term. It's not just looking for the 1 or 2 months of slowing data. It's going to maintain high rates until it sees a sustainable and significant decline in inflation. And secondly, it could pull the lever we looked at today, its balance sheet runoff. It's a little convoluted, but the reality is that the Fed is using a backdoor way to raise rates by ending its purchase of bonds and letting its portfolio shrink. And as long as that's in play, we will need to endure a very tough market.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.